Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Jungle Fever. We are your I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here 2018 podcast, out every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. We have an action-packed show today, a couple of evictions to talk about, so make sure you download and subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a second. Now, the first thing I want to say is Malik. I am very shocked that he's gone. When he first came into Jungle, I'm like, meh, who is he? And then I thought, the amount of people to watch Hollyoaks that would watch shows like this. I just thought he had a massive backing behind him. What did you make of him leaving last night?
I was really surprised, purely for the fact that the past while, actually probably since day one, people have kind of been saying, oh, he's boring, you don't know he's there. And I kind of felt like he wasn't getting the full potential to show off what he could do or what he was about. And just the past couple of days, you've seen this little spark in him and you've started to see his personality come out, his sense of humour. He'd just be having a bop around the campfire and I was really starting to enjoy him, and then he just left. So I was really, really shocked.
Yeah, I felt you were only starting to see the good side of Malik now, because I think the older people have taken over. The Noel Edmonds, the Harry Redknapps, the Nick Knowles, they took all the limelight in the beginning. And now maybe the likes of Sarah and Malik are kind of losing out, and that's why you've seen that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was definitely like he didn't get the potential. Like, it was like almost like he was edited out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and another person who was edited out, I think, is James.
Absolutely.
Like, he's not getting a word in edgeways. And I watched a bit of it last night, and I watched it all last night, but bits of it, I was like, oh, where he's actually got a couple of lines tonight. Yeah. I kind of think they're focusing a lot on Emily and Fleur. Have you noticed that they've kind of gone away from your Harrys and all that now? It's kind of gone. Last night it felt like the Emily and Fleur episode.
I think Fleur could be the dark horse. I think she could do it. Like, I think she's such a big personality, but it's not in an obnoxious way. You're not like, okay, Fleur, calm down. I enjoy watching her. I think she's a really big personality. She's really fun. And yeah, I just think she's great.
See, I like her. There's something about her that I like. And then I was saying to my mate last night, and she said, oh my God, she needs to shut up. She's such attitude. Like, she's like, nah, 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 and she's singing. What do you make of her?
Yeah, I think she's infectious. I think this is going to be amazing for her in her career.
Yeah.
And she's going to go on TV or her music career, you know, that kind of thing. But no, I think she's really good to watch, get stuck in. Going back to Emily then, I think the producers have made a concerted effort to wind back the whole Harry thing and really get, you know, camera time for Emily and Fleur.
I do have one issue with Emily. Like, I really like her. I think she's great. I think she's lovely. I feel like she plays up to the cameras a little bit.
You know what? She's an influencer.
She knows the cameras are on her. She does these kind of quirky little faces, and I feel like she's trying to have the Jennifer Lawrence appeal. Remember when Jennifer Lawrence fell up the stairs on the Oscars and everyone was like, oh, she's so relatable.
That kind of
goofiness, I feel like Emily is trying to play up a little bit. Now, I don't doubt for a second that she, you know, she's not funny. Like, she's, you know, in-betweeners.
Well, I don't know who she was. I knew she was in the in-betweeners. That's all I knew about her. And then when I heard that she was doing like videos for Paddy Power and she was doing all that muck, I said, you know what? This one, she plays the game.
Yeah.
And I think she could, to me now, I'm starting to not like her, only because I know she's obviously going to say things like last night trying to say she couldn't pole dance.
Oh yeah,
like,
doing her dance.
Come on, shut up.
Yeah.
Going back to Fleur for a second, Simon Cowell over the weekend saying to Yoann Scarlett, who's like not going to be known in the next 3 months, I'd give her even 2 months, saying, I hope you don't end on I'm a Celebrity. What did you make of that? Do you think that was a bit kind of, seeing as I'm a Celebrity has what, 9-10 million viewers, they have about 3, Do you think he's just trying to get some of that I'm a celebrity?
The sass.
Yeah.
The sass coming from him. Do you know what I thought was a bit ironic? They used I'm a Celebrity to plug their show.
Mm-hmm.
Only last week? Was it last week?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how desperate Simon Cowell was to get on I'm a Celebrity, and now he's bashing it.
Yeah, like, but Sarah Grapes on his part. There's no need for it. Like, you know
sit
what I mean?
Down, Simon. Yeah. Sit down.
I think it's kind of good that she's on it because who is she? Fleur from X Factor. So she's giving them the publicity that they badly, badly need.
The only time I tuned into X Factor this year was when it was on I'm a Celebrity. Yeah. That's the only bit I've seen of it.
Yeah.
It was so bad. But you're right. Like I watched it last night only because of that reason as well. Noel out this weekend. I think absolutely everyone was shocked over it. But people are saying that Holly and Noel are having a feud. I don't know. I think maybe... Is it I'm a Celebrity just trying to get another extra inch out of Noel because they paid so much money for him?
Probably.
And all of a sudden, he's off the news. He's going to be off the newspapers tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. I think it is. I think it's just to stretch the story out, sell a few more, you know, articles on that kind of thing. I think they're really shocked that he's gone. Noel was the joker in the pack and stirring things up in for, you know, maybe the long... You know, the whole series, and then he's gone first. I think it's unbelievable.
It's insane. I don't think that there's a feud there. I can't actually even see Holly taking part in any sort of feud. I'd say she thinks he's in a bit of a gobshite, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Now, I watched that interview this morning, and basically what it was Noel said to a follower on Twitter that his cancer could have possibly been caused by his negative attitude, which... to a lot of people is completely ridiculous. Yeah, you're not really in control. Of course there's stuff, now Noel did say, of course there's stuff like, you know, eating healthy and doing all these kind of things that can help you live a healthy life and maybe like not make you as prone to diseases. But to say that someone's negative energy caused them to get cancer is probably a bit crazy. Yeah. So that's what the interview was. And during the interview, you could tell Holly was like, please stop talking. Please stop talking. So I do think she probably does think he's a bit of a clown. But I can't imagine there was a feud.
Yeah, no,
it seems a bit dramatic for like...
I'm finding I'm a Celebrity this year is being very dramatic over little things. Is it because they're all getting on and they're not fighting that they need to it? Like, there's one thing I want to talk about is John Barrowman. So first, last night, they were like, oh, he had an accident. But we'll talk about it at 10 o'clock later on. I was like, Jesus, did he fall off a cliff? Did he drown? What happened to him? They build it. And then all of a sudden, they showed the clip and he twisted his ankle. Ah, come the hell off.
Ridiculous. I was saying this morning in the office, like, I've had worse falls, like, on the ice on my way to the Lewis. Like, it was
You're right. It's just...
It was so dramatic. It kind of reminded me of, you know, when you fall and you're completely fine, but you're so embarrassed at the fact you fell, you have to make out like you're seriously injured just to escape the situation. That's what I felt like he was doing, like, playing it up because he was embarrassed that he slid down
there. Yeah, even on the show, they were like... John can't take part in the eviction or something like that because, you know, we'll like that, we'll tell you this mysterious, we'll tell you more.
Yeah.
You know, the governor's like, geez, what happened? Is he gone? And all this kind of thing. And then, ridiculous little fall and, like, carried by two people away, medics and all.
It was so dramatic stuff. I was on online last night and as the entertainment journalist in me came out, I was like, breaking, John Barrowman rushed to hospital, more to follow. And then when I saw what it was, I was like, I'm not following up that. That's ridiculous. Like,
You're right. And why couldn't he have been in it last night? Like, why couldn't... I know he was probably wherever he was, but why couldn't he be voted out last night?
Yeah, because he had a sprained ankle.
Yeah, but, like, he was still in the episode. So if it was anything, he should be off tonight's episode because it would have been... tonight's episode was last night when he wouldn't have been in it.
Yeah, so it was a free pass.
So it's a free pass. Yeah, I just... I don't understand it. I really don't. I spotted something last night during Fleur's pizza challenge that she did, right?
Okay.
And it's the first time I noticed it. And then I saw someone on Twitter talking about it and I replied to them. And I've literally, at this moment in time, they're still tweeting me and I'm like, just shut up and leave me alone. I'm not a vegan. I'm not a vegetarian. But what happens to bugs? So far we've seen all the bugs, right?
Yeah.
We've seen all the trials where you put your hand in here, you put your mouth in wherever, they fall on top of you. But it's always just say stick insects. They're all in one box. You get off, they're washed off, you leave. But last night they were all thrown in together. So you had the pizza, the Fleur was in, you had your bugs, then you had your gone off vegetables, you had your tomatoes, then you had your whatever it was, offal.
Yeah.
You can't separate.
They go in the bin, I'd say.
Yeah.
That's my, yeah.
It's
like,
very cruel when you put it that
there's,
way.
There's millions of them. There's millions of them.
I know, but still,
they just throw them all in the bin. Like, you're not going to have someone going, okay, that bin is for offal, that bin is for crickets, that bin is for, you know, I think they always go in a big bin.
They might be like celebrity insects. They get, like, brought into this, like, salon and, like, cleaned off and get a little pedicure.
But there's a guy, I don't know his name, Rish, I think his name is, you're the comedian, he's on Channel 4 all the time.
Yeah.
He was the first person who I saw at the very start of it that tweeted, and I thought he was taking a mick, but he wasn't. Like, he was being totally serious about it. And just since then, I was like, I'm not being a weirdo about it, but just was like they're only ants, I don't give a flying hell. But I was just wondering, where do they go? Like, they obviously just die.
That's kind of sad.
Is that really weird? Yeah, and I've been thinking about it since last night. I've been like, God,
lying
what
in
the
bed,
hell?
Tormented.
You probably noticed they don't put spiders or scorpions, the kind of bigger stuff. It's always the little critters.
But the bigger stuff you could probably find it easier to separate.
Yeah, listen. there's a job for someone there.
So now that Malik's gone and Noel's gone and the show has been seen as, you know, like a really popular season this year, minus the riding, minus the fights, what is the reason why people like I'm a Celebrity this year?
This year in particular, I think the lineup was just sensational. I just think from the minute it was announced, I think it was probably going to be the biggest, you know, series to date. I don't know whether it's the most popular as in the most enjoyable. I think it's more, there's a lot to talk about in the sense of everyone's getting on.
Yeah.
Throw some drama in. I think it's nearly the fact that people are expressing this like negative.
Will there be drama? Do you think there's going to be rows?
I'm still hanging on there for a bit of drama.
But who do you think, because Noel's gone and Malik's gone, I thought Malik was going to break. So who do you think is the next person in line to actually have a row?
John Barrowman's shown a bit of form.
He's a bit touchy, isn't he?
But I think it's too late in the game now. Like, Noel was stirring it, you know, poking a few people, that kind of thing. But now that he's gone, and I don't think anybody's going to rub anybody the wrong way. I think that's it. Like,
pals
this is
for life.
I think
maybe Rita might get a bit annoyed. I think she kind of has a little bit of a temper. Not even actually, sorry, I'm going to go back on that. It's not that she has a temper. I just think she's
potential
quite strong in the sense that she can speak out about stuff that she doesn't like. She's happy to say it, whereas I think other people are kind of, oh, let's be friends.
It needs a fight though.
It
does. Desperately.
It's over Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday night. Yeah. And we've 9 campmates left, I think. 9 or 10.
One every night or two.
Is there going to be a double eviction?
I feel like it's very short. When I hear that it's going to be over like next week, I'm like,
yeah, so
what?
Malik last night, so one every night and maybe two, maybe three in the final.
There's always three in the final. Yeah.
Can you call Monday and Tuesday?
I would say Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I would say Rita, although I don't want her to go. I'm quite enjoying her there, but I could see her going.
Yeah. Maybe James, by the skin of his teeth, will hold on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Sarah definitely lucky not to go last night. And then, I could see Anne going, but I don't think so.
Yeah, Anne or Nick Knowles, I think.
She does nothing. Yeah.
She does nothing, and I think it's a waste.
I've kind of forgotten she's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's a bit of a novelty at the start.
I say they got a bollocking for keeping on, you know, pushing her, and, you know, she said she's Asperger's. I think that's kind of, I think ITV are afraid now to show her a lot because they're probably, oh, you're being too cruel to her. Maybe they're maybe a bit more careful around her, but she's not getting any airtime. I think the people that are getting airtime at the minute are Fleur,
Emily,
Harry. That's really it. Yeah.
That would be my final there, I'd say.
Right, that's it for Jungle Fever, the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here podcast of 2018. Don't forget, tell your mates, and you can like and subscribe. We're back on Wednesday talking about the latest evictions, trials, and who do we think is going to win, because it's getting very, very soon. We're back this Wednesday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.